President Barack Obama has a lot on his plate in his last year of presidency, and the city of Omaha was able to get a personal look at his agenda when he paid a visit to UNO the day after his final State of the Union address. The occasion drew in almost 11,000 attendees, and we were able to speak with a few while waiting in line outside the Baxter Arena before going into the event. Some had high expectations of what President Obama would say.
That he'll forgive all student loans. No, just kidding.
A raise for all university professors.
Well, maybe too high, but others saw it as an opportunity for encouragement, like community member Nikki Griffith.
I hope he speaks to the diversity of America and the changing of the thought process and how history has an ability to either move forward or repeat itself, and it's all based on each of us as individuals to do our duty, to do what you're doing, to just ask those questions, what I'm doing, to answer those questions, and for each of us to answer and ask the questions that we need to have an intelligent dialogue.
And it is a cause for celebration when the President of the United States comes to town, especially for those of us who call the Midwest home because, well, let me have Corey Kanan explain, master student at UNO.
Clinton came like his last month in office and he went to Kearney and had a runza. So I think that's also a good sign for the state that, you know, we have much more to offer the rest of the country than just runzas, you know. So I think it talks a lot about the value that Nebraska has to give to the rest of the union.
And Corey is right, according to other high-profile event-goers like former mayor of Omaha, Jim Suttle.
Finally, giving the recognition nationally for the good work that we have been doing here as a people. And if you think about where we were back in 2008, getting ready to go into a recession, 2009, saving the city from bankruptcy, but holding our own here and staying united as a people.
Douglas County Treasurer John Ewing shared Mayor Suttle's positive sentiments.
So I think that's the importance of the president picking Omaha and this region so that we can continue to illustrate how well things work here in our community as we look to address issues that matter to the people.
During the event, Obama reiterated the main points from his State of the Union address.
So I just want to repeat the four big questions that I think we have to answer as a country.
One,
how do we make sure that this new economy works for everybody and not just some people?
Two,
a related question, how do we make sure that the spirit of innovation is used to solve some of our biggest challenges?
Three,
how do we keep America safe and lead the world without becoming the world's policeman?
And four,
the most important is how do we have a politics that reflects the best in us and not the worst?
And after the event, we were able to catch up with Obama's flight mate on Air Force One.
He was very excited when we landed, and we were told that the arena was already full. He said, "I can't believe this. I can't. What is this?"
That was current Congress member from Nebraska's 2nd congressional district, Brad Ashford, who played a pivotal role in getting the president to come to Omaha.
So we told him he should come, and he'd be amazed at Omaha and Nebraska and all we have here. And you know, he's very impressed by UNO. He mentioned it in the speech. And we do so much here and at UNMC in the national interest.
And remember Nikki Griffith?
Today should be a measure of encouragement.
Obama had said what she and so many others came to hear.
All across Nebraska and in Louisiana and in New York and in Arizona and every place else. Folks whose spirit has built America. That's why I'm hopeful about our future. Because of you, the American people, because of folks like all of you, I am absolutely confident that we're going to get to where we need to go, and America will remain the greatest country on earth. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
A message of inspiration. Reporting for MAV Radio, I'm Erin Krause.